The Museum of Fine Arts in Boston has been pondering its future. After a year and a half of institutional soul-searching, the MFA is now out with a new strategic plan. The three-year blueprint is designed to make sure the museum remains relevant in the 21st century by broadening its mission, reach, and audience. As WBUR's Andrea Shea reports, one major goal is diversifying museum staff.
MFA Director Matthew Teitelbaum shares a phrase he thinks says a lot about the new strategic plan's goals and the next chapter for the museum.
Outward facing. Be more inviting to our visitors, more engaging when they're here. I think it should be a place where everybody feels they belong.
But there can be barriers to belonging. High ticket prices, for one. Also age and cultural differences. According to the MFA, in 2015, 67% of visitors were female, 75% were 45 or older, and 79% identified as Caucasian. Teitelbaum says the strategic plan's more than 50 new initiatives are designed to change that. With input from about 70 staff members, they include everything from movies on the museum's lawn, a late-night series, and a free family membership program for newly naturalized U.S. citizens. Teitelbaum says the blueprint is visitor-focused.
How are they represented? How do they feel empowered by their visit? One way to do that is through diversification of staff. It's certainly a way to increase diversification of audience because it is a subset of a feeling. I belong here because when I come here, I feel comfortable.
Only about 20% of the MFA's 700-plus member staff self-identifies as non-white. 14% of that 20% are in professional ranks, including curators. Teitelbaum and the MFA are not alone with their drive to shift the museum's internal culture.
In order to stay relevant, institutions, cultural organizations that in a meaningful way lack for diversity are really going to be threatened themselves and really fail to provide for the needs of the society that we're building and that is emerging.
Roger Schoenfeld leads a research and consulting program at the nonprofit Ithaca SNR and has been tracking demographics in the art museum world with the Mellon Foundation. In 2015, they released a study that changed the national conversation about diversifying a field where most employees do not match the diversity of American society. Now the collaboration is collecting more data through ongoing case studies of eight art museums that Schoenfeld says are achieving a relative degree of racial diversity in professional roles.
We recognize that some of these museums, even among the eight, would say that they have a lot further to go themselves.
The Museum of Fine Arts is an encyclopedic museum, and it positions itself as a museum that speaks about the cultures of the world.
Edmund Barry Gaither directs the Museum of the National Center of Afro-American Artists in Roxbury. He's also a consulting curator at the MFA, where he's organized exhibitions featuring African-American artists. Gaither says the museum's plan to hire people of different backgrounds and cultures will translate to the narratives on the gallery walls and ultimately to the visitors.
To do that convincingly and, frankly, to do it in the most honest way possible, it needs at the professional curatorial level to have people whose voice and visions are as rich and as complex as the stories that are being told.
Curators at the MFA have been working to broaden the scope of their narratives. One high-profile example is a work the museum acquired about a year and a half ago by famed Mexican artist Frida Kahlo. Director Teitelbaum says the painting's installation in this top-floor gallery tells a unique story of art and culture in Kahlo's country and time, and it's the first Kahlo in a New England museum's collection. That said, Teitelbaum also wants to make something clear.
I would not want this acquisition to be so purposely prescribed that people thought, oh, they only bought it because it was going to show diversity. We bought it because it was a great work of art by a very important artist.
The curator who found the Kahlo is Elliot Bostwick Davis. She heads the MFA's Art of the Americas department and has been focused on diversifying her staff along with the narratives.
the top job I have is to really get the best people in our field and help them stay in our field so that they don't leave to head out to for-profit, perhaps.
Davis says the museum field needs a more diverse candidate pipeline. The strategic plan includes paid teen internships and mentoring programs to develop the next generation of museum professionals that she hopes will bring fresh perspectives to the table. The museum's more than 1,000 volunteers will be part of the cultural shift, too, along with the Board of Trustees. At this time, there are 3 open curatorial department head positions that need to be filled. As the museum faces many new questions, Teitelbaum says some of them are eternal.
Why should people come to museums? What is the power and value of museums? And people do come to museums, and they're deeply valued in the communities, but we must always keep that question alive. Why do people want to come? What do they want to celebrate? What do they want to experience?
With all this change in the wind, Teitelbaum adds it's also critical not to leave the MFA's core audience behind. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.